Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate March 29th. The insides of the planet Uranus are weird. Some models of the planet suggest it could have diamond bergs floating in an ocean of metallic liquid carbon. Uranus is the seventh of the Sun's major planets, and it may be the solar system's weirdest planet, period. It's the third largest planet, but only the fourth most massive. That's one indication that most of Uranus consists of hot ices, water, methane, and ammonia. They're heated by the great pressure in the mantle, the layer below the planet's atmosphere. There are several ideas about what happens in that layer. The most popular says that high temperatures in the mantle cause the methane to separate into its individual molecules. The carbon forms diamonds. They rain through the mantle, settling in an ocean around the core. The carbon is squeezed so tightly that it forms a metal. Electric currents in the ocean then generate the planet's magnetic field. It's hard to know what's happening, though, because only one spacecraft has visited Uranus 4 decades ago. There are plans for a new mission, but it won't get there for a long time, providing a better look deep into this weird planet. Uranus stands close to Venus, the evening star, the next couple of nights. Uranus is easily visible through binoculars. It looks like a faint green star. It's to the upper left of Venus this evening. It'll be about the same distance to the lower left of Venus tomorrow night. Stardate is made possible in part by the support of listeners like you. You can find out more at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.